Despite last night's peace talks in the White House, Ukrainian officials are again reporting a wave of Russian attacks. These include another attack on energy infrastructure, this time in the centre of the country. Among the key developments last night, Donald Trump again hinted at security guarantees in the event of a deal. He also spoke about arranging a summit between Volodymyr Zelensky and Vladimir Putin. This, he said, would be followed by another meeting which he would attend. But there was disagreement between the US president and European leaders on the question of a ceasefire before any broader agreement. To take stock, we're joined by Dr. Jenny Mathers, who's a senior lecturer at the Department of International Politics in Aberystwyth University. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Is it a sign of how low the bar had been set that last night's meeting has been widely seen as a relative success?
Yes, I think the fears were that it would be a rerun of the February meeting of Zelensky in the White House, where, you know, he was basically ambushed and criticized and shown the door. So yes, I mean, the fact that the discussions were amicable, everybody was smiling, no one was being, you know, insulting. I think this is regarded as a success these days when you're dealing with the Trump administration.
Up until this point, Vladimir Putin had always made it quite clear that he didn't want to meet the Ukrainian leader. Can you see a meeting between the two of them now happening?
No, actually, I can't. So I think Trump seems to think that he can arrange this meeting between Zelensky and Putin. I'm not so confident, because if Putin were to agree to meet Zelensky face to face, this would confer upon Zelensky the status of being an equal, basically, that they're both, you know, heads of their own states, and that they can meet each other on a level playing field. And that's exactly the impression that Putin does not wish to give. He doesn't want to acknowledge that Ukraine is entitled to be an independent sovereign state that can make its own decisions, that has legitimate government, and so on. And so, you know, Putin is going to do everything he can to avoid meeting Zelensky, except if there is a peace agreement finally, which basically gives Russia everything it wants, then he can swan in as a conquering hero and do the handshakes and sort of make snide remarks to humiliate Zelensky. But that's probably the only circumstances under which Putin would be willing to meet Zelensky.
In advance of those talks last night, there had been quite a lot of debate about territory and about Russia's desire to control the entire Donbass region. Was this actually discussed in the White House last night, do we know?
Well, it's not entirely clear how much detail was gone into after the press conference when the leaders sort of sat down around the table and discussed things among themselves. Donald Trump is notoriously not interested in details. And particularly in the case of ending this conflict, he wants a deal, he wants a result, he wants to get credit for it. He doesn't really care that much about how it comes about or what sort of a result it is. Whereas, of course, Zelensky cares very much. And so, you know, these are issues that would need to be hammered out if any agreement is reached. But they're not the kind of details that Trump is going to be wanting to listen to. So it's unlikely that there was a lot of discussion or any sort of decision about how, Ukraine would put forward its case, in the event that negotiations take place.
So as of now, then, what do you think the next steps will be?
Well, I suspect that there will be some kind of a Russian and Ukrainian delegation to meet each other. It probably will not include the leaders of the two countries. It'll probably be at a lower level, as we have seen in the past. We've seen several iterations of these talks at lower levels, which have usually broken up very quickly and really not produced much of any great substance apart from prisoner exchanges. And that's been the major outcome of these discussions directly between the Russians and the Ukrainians so far. So I'm guessing there'll be a bit more of that until there's a sense that the two sides are a little bit closer or close enough to be able to discuss issues of more sort of specifics when it comes to what a peace might look like and how it might be reached.
Dr. Jenny Mathers, thanks indeed for being with us and bringing us that assessment this afternoon. We'll